Downtown Underground, CKUW 95.9 in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
The following is an encore presentation from CKUW's archives. Join us next week when the regular host will be back with a few new episodes of original programming.
I walk the walls You just heard the odds, who were here on Monday, and I completely blanked on it. Was a big, big odds fan, I guess in the 90s and 2000s. Nest is still one of my favorite albums, my favorite Canadian albums, if I want to... What's that noise? Yeah, so one of my favorite Canadian albums, if I want to divide my music tastes up into my patriotic music and my rest of the world music. And I have everything except for the new album, Time Machine. I was just talking to Alan, who was at the show. He said it was amazing. They're kind of a legacy. They're making new music, but they're kind of a legacy act. You know, their big four came out in the 90s. Bedbugs, Neapolitan, Nest, and... Oh, my God. Why am I blanking? Good Weird Feeling. And then they came back with Cheerleader, which is okay. And then there was a series of three EPs that they've condensed into a digital album and omitted five songs. And they have a new one that just came out. And the show was packed. Everyone who went said it was an amazing time. And I think a part of it is kind of going for the comfort of knowing the songs and being able to sing along. I just saw pictures that local kid in the hall, Kevin McDonald, went and they... They did a song together that's never been released, apparently. Craig Northey, of course, did the score for the Kids in the Hall movie Brain Candy, and it all kind of ties up full circle. Fun little story was Maya Martha, who just passed away last month, took me to a Bruce McCullough show at Prairie Theater Exchange. And the first time that I saw Bruce, he was backed by Brian Connolly of Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet, and I was hoping to see Brian at the park or the Prairie Theater show, but he came with Craig Northey, and I was still it was an amazing show. It was for, I think, the Drunk Baby Project show. But one of the coolest things was during the intermission, my aunt and I sat down kind of in the lobby of PTE with this old lady who's by herself, and we chatted her up a little bit, and then Bruce comes out, and turns out it was his mom who lives here, or lived here in Winnipeg. She has since passed away. But yeah, just a whole bunch of connections. It's Canada, and the more you focus, the tighter knit we are. But that was the odds with High from one of those three EPs, the Most Beautiful Place on Earth EP. Tobacco with Memory Girl from Sweatbox Dynasty. Delia Derbyshire with the original full-length version of the Delian Mode. A little treat for me. I just ripped that box set to my hard drive. Turns out I had a whole bunch of Radiophonic Workshop music that I hadn't transferred over, and I rectified that today. The Clean with Point That Thing Somewhere Else. Compulsory Can Tonight was When Darkness Comes, and we started the set off with Edgar Fries's Specific Gravity of Smile. It's going to be a scorcher of a weekend. I have a market on Saturday that I'm half looking forward to. I think I am just going to do the one day, not the Sunday, and see how my skin handles it. That being said, we're going to shut up and get to some more music. It's 1:30 in the morning here in Winnipeg. What do we got next? We got some Adrian Young with Linguistics on The Wonderful and Frightening World of Patrick Michaelishan.
Study of language. You met, created new words. They were soft-spoken and deliberate, moving past voices and words. Ancient and foolproof. 3, 6, 9. The secret to the universe. Boundless transmission. Circles of sounds.
Thank you. So I packed my bags and I'm out of here. Oh, I'm gone, so far gone, I feel alive.
Thank you. tell me in song about the looking glass. This is a voice of the lobster. I want to come inside. Come, come, come together. The gypsy and the mantis. I want to take me to come inside. Come, come together. The gypsy and the mantis. Talk.
Come. bis ich ertragen kann.
So earlier I mentioned something about ordering stuff from Suzanne Studios out of Japan. Mau Mau, what you just heard was a reissue from that Suzanne Studios label. Whenever they put stuff out, they do little bonuses that you can only get through their mail order. Whether it's an actual silver glass mastered bonus disc, whether it's a bonus DVD, sometimes it's a CDR, which kind of sucks. Some releases just have art cards, but most of the ones that I've ordered from Suzanne do come with a bonus CD, sometimes even a bonus 3-inch mini CD. They've done vinyl issues where it comes with a bonus 3-inch CD that actually has like 3 or 4 extra songs on it. I highly recommend checking out what that label has. Hopefully you don't get into Die Todliche Doris and Die Krupps, or else you're going to get broke real fast. That was Mau Mau with Wie ein Mann benimm dich off of their album Kraft. Before that, you heard Armand Frigico with Through the Looking Glass, Moon Duo with a Purling Hiss remix of In the Sun from the album Mazes, Zoskia with an absolute of the Mekon 23 mix, The Orchids with It's Hours, and Adrian Young with Jack Watterson on Linguistics. Speaking of The Looking Glass, there is a big, long song by Peter Howell and the BBC Radiophonic Workshop from the album Through a Glass Darkly that I think I've played on the show way back when I got this box set. What the hell is going on here? When I got this box set. But I haven't played it in a couple of years, I think. It's a long one. It's about 20 minutes. But I want you to strap in for the journey. A couple more songs from the likes of Salvador Trio, Chuck Berry, RX-101, and Brain Ticket, as well as some more Radiophonic Workshop stuff from a compilation that came out on the Cavendish label in 1994 with Elizabeth Parker and a pair from Malcolm Clark. Stay tuned for the last of the human portion of The Wonderful and Frightening World of Patrick Michaelishan. I'll be back a couple of more times before 3 a.m.
Thank you.